إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَ. And we're going to make sure we will facilitate your path for you. نُيَسِّرُكَ. We will facilitate for you because of the ultimate ease. It's a difficult translation, but I have to take this piece by piece. First of all, the Prophet is being told, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the idea of taysir. Allah will make things easy for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He will make reading, recitation, and memorization of Quran easy for him. He will make his mission easy for him. He'll facilitate the strength he needs to withstand what's coming before him. The irony of this word is important to capture. Quran should not be studied without being conscious of seerah. As the seerah progresses, things don't get easier. Things get harder. Things actually get harder. And Allah's promise in this ayah is, as things are going to progress in the Prophet's life, I will make sure things get easier. Now, I'll give you a silly analogy to help you understand this point. You know, when somebody just first starts going to the gym or working out or something, and they're trying to lift just the barbell, the 45-pound bar, and they're like, that's hard. But as they start working out a little more, the weights are increasing, but the work itself is getting what? It's actually getting easier. The task is actually getting heavier, but one's ability has been endowed so much that the heavier task is now actually easier. And so what Allah is telling His Messenger والسلام, is He's going to give you strength on top of strength on top of strength. And though the challenges are going to rise, your ability to meet those challenges is also going to rise. He's going to make this easier for you. Not the situation will become easy. Because we know if you study the seerah, the situation didn't become easy. And this idea is so powerful for all of us. Allah does not make your situation easy. Allah makes you strong enough that you can handle it easily. Those are two different things. Allah won't get rid of the earthquake or the storm or the heat. He'll just give you the strength to deal with it. You understand? That's why our du'as are things like أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا. These du'as that we make to Allah about firming our hearts, firming our feet, giving us patience, giving us strength, أَوْزِعْنِي, endow me, empower me. All these prayers are for what? Not to change your reality, not to change your circumstance, but actually, and if you are going to get me out of this place, get me out of this mess, رَبِّ أَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. Get me out of here in a right way, in a truthful way, you know. But more importantly, وَجْعَلِّي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ Sultan al-Nasira, give me a clear aiding power, ability to deal with this. That's what we ask Allah. This is Nuyassiruka. We're going to make things easy for you is actually suggesting we're going to empower you. We're going to make you stronger and stronger and stronger as the tidal waves get heavier and heavier. Now, Lil Yusra. This is the two-phrase ayah, but it's so heavy. Lil Yusra is for the sake of the ultimate ease. Al-Yusra is the superlative form of ease, the easiest, okay? And in the Arabic language, you can say the word easiest in two ways. You can say al-aysar, and you can say al-yusra. The masculine form is al-aysar, and the feminine form is al-yusra, like akbar and al-kubra, and al-ahsan and al-husna, like that, right? So al-aysar and al-yusra. Now, here he uses lil-yusra, the feminine form, which, you know, it's an adjective, the easiest, but the question arises, the easiest what? That's the first thing. What is the easiest referring to? Allah didn't say he'll lead you to the easiest mission or the easiest law or the easiest whatever. So the fuqaha or the mufassirun even started kind of extrapolating what could the easiest mean. And some said it's the sharia, the law of Allah. Like he'll ease you to the easiest possible law. I would argue here a couple of things. I would argue first and foremost, Allah will lead you to what is the easiest for all of humanity. All the roads human beings are going to choose after your coming will lead to some kind of hardship on themselves. And the easiest road for themselves in this life and the next is the one that I'm giving you. So you're going to have to go through struggles, so humanity has the ultimate ease. So they have ease. That's lil yusra. Like, you know, Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمْ الْعُسْرَ. Right? Allah wants ease for you. He doesn't want difficulty for you. And here he's telling the Prophet, he's going to make this easy for you so that for the purpose of the ultimate ease, not just for you, but for everybody. Then the word yusra, the feminine form, which has been used, can be used for plural things. It's not just used for singular, meaning ease in all matters. I would even argue the greatest ease of all the facilitations Allah gave in previous scriptures, of them, the easiest of all scriptures is going to be this one. You know, like, Quran will describe some of the legalities of previous scripture and say, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ, that Allah will remove from them their burdens and the fetters and chains that used to be on them. Like the law was really heavy on them and they made it even harder for themselves. Quran came to make things the easiest for humanity. You know, this is again one of those things that's counterintuitive. You think of religion as harsh, barbaric, Sharia law is really scary, but we want freedom for our society. You know, that's the narrative today, isn't it? That we want to live an easy life, and this is a pretty harsh, hard, tough way of living. That's first of all because we don't understand what Sharia is or what Quran even is. But at the heart of it, it's actually making things lighter and easier, and actually the easiest they can possibly be for people. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah wants to lighten your burden from you. He wants to remove burdens from you. And human beings were made weak. I personally don't subscribe to the notion that this ayah primarily refers to the laws of Islam, because this is an early revelation very clearly. And in the early revelations, there's not much in the way of law. Okay, so there's no you know, regulations about zakat yet. There's fasting hasn't been given yet, or you know, inheritance law hasn't come yet. So it's not referring really to the legalities. The question really one has to ask when you're studying Makkah Quran is, what are the Muslims struggling with? It's a really hard question, and I've brought this up several times to you guys, but I'll briefly bring it up again. What does it mean that you're a dedicated Muslim in the first 10 years of the seerah? What does that mean? Does that mean you have a beard, or you're wearing a hijab, or you don't drink alcohol, or you commit yourself to Hajj, or five prayers, or what? It's actually, none of these things are there yet. None of these things. By the way, everybody had a beard. And everybody had Arab clothes, and turbans and stuff. So that didn't distinguish the Muslims from the non-Muslims. The women didn't even have the regulation for covering their hair, or jilbab or khimar. That wasn't there yet. That came after Medina. The laws for not drinking alcohol weren't revealed yet. That wasn't there yet. So how are you telling a Muslim apart? And by the way, Quran says those are the best Muslims. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. They're the best of the best of the best. What makes them the best of the best? They are actually, the thing that's making them stick out from the rest of society is not the rituals that they follow. The rituals that they followed came when they became an organized community in Medina. What makes them different right now is their call for justice. Practically speaking, they're not just their faith in one God, but because they believe in one God, they believe everybody's been created equally. And because everybody's been created equally, nobody should be treated unfairly. Not the elder, not the younger, not the slave, not the free, not the black, not the white. And they're praying in one row when they pray. They're actually symbolizing this notion when they stand before Allah that they're all completely equal. Money doesn't matter, status doesn't matter, tribe doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. And all this stuff used to matter. And that would determine how you should be treated in society. What kind of, you know, share you get in life. And they're shaking that up. They're saying, no, this is not what Allah intends. Allah intends an ease for all human beings. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. That has to be kept in mind when you think of these ayat. We're facilitating for you for the ultimate ease and relief for all of humanity.